Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians along the beautiful Southern California coast. Together we seek to grow in individual spirituality and in community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. More information can be found on our website at lajoyaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
In a moment, Sal's going to come up and read our scripture for today. I confess, I was telling Sal and Deborah just a few minutes ago, I don't think I've ever been this nervous before a sermon. We're starting a new thing today. I want to get my book because I'm going to read a quote out of this. I mentioned that we're going through some parables of Jesus as guided by this book, Short Stories by Jesus, by Professor Amy Jill Levine. The subtitle is The Enigmatic Parables of a Controversial Rabbi. I believe that parables are designed to make the hearers a little bit uncomfortable. Now, the problem is we've been hearing a lot of these parables for so long, we look at them with fondness. Oh, I have these great memories of these parables. And we forget that the intent was to challenge. Because I believe that when we are challenged, when we are outside of our comfort zones, we are more able to grow and learn. Professor Levine writes it this way. She says, religion has been defined as designed to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. Maybe you've heard that phrase before. She continues, we do well to think of the parables of Jesus as doing the afflicting. Therefore, if we hear a parable and think, I really like that, or worse, fail to take any challenge, we are not listening well enough. She continues to say, if we stop with the easy lessons, the easy things that we can get out of the parables, she says, perhaps these are ways that we can hear the way the first followers would have heard them. And hear the genius of Jesus' teachings. Today's message is going to be the story of the prodigal son, but it's not going to be spoken word. I mean, yes, we're going to hear the text as Sal reads it, but the rest is going to be entirely through music. I brought my guitar. Now, part of my anxiety is because I've done things similar to this before, to some different kinds of reactions. One that I carry with me that I shouldn't, like I need to let this go, was a letter I got from a member of that church who told me that I was just a wannabe rock star and I needed to knock that off. And while that first part, like maybe she's not wrong, I've also told you before that I believe God speaks in more ways than we often choose to listen. So today's message will be through music, mostly rock music, and not the stuff that you'll hear on the Christian radio stations. You might hear some songs that shock you that you would never hear in church, and you're not wrong. But my hope is between the music and the media that you'll see on the screen, you'll see a story on the screen as told through text messages, paralleled alongside a few of the lyrics from the songs. And it's my hope that this will help you to see this story of the parable of the prodigal son in a different way, in a new way. Now, if we come out of this and you're unhappy with this, don't worry, we're not doing this every Sunday. But I hope this, I have to be honest with you, friends, as uncomfortable as I am, I hope this pushes you out of your comfort zone a little bit too, in good ways, in positive ways, in ways that you might hear this story anew and afresh. So, I invite you, as Sal comes up, I invite you to prepare yourselves to hear this story in a new way.
Today's scripture passage is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, starting at verse 4, as taken from the Common English Bible. The reading begins with Jesus speaking to a crowd of tax collectors and sinners, with Pharisees and scribes also among the crowd. Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. wouldn't he leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulders. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Celebrate with me because I found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. Or what woman, if she owns 10 silver coins and loses one of them, won't light a lamp and sweep the house, searching her home carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Celebrate with me because I've found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, joy breaks out in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who changes both heart and life. Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the inheritance.' Then the father divided his estate between them. Soon afterward, the younger son gathered everything together and took a trip to a land far away. There he wasted his wealth through extravagant living. When he had used up his resources, a severe food shortage arose in that country, and he began to be in need. He hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He longed to eat his fill from what the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have more than enough food, but I'm starving to death? I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Take me on as one of your hired hands.' So he got up and went to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. His father ran to him, hugged him, and kissed him. Then his son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Fetch the fatted calf and slaughter it. We must celebrate with feasting because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. Coming in from the field, he approached the house and heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was going on. The servant replied, 'Your brother has arrived, and your father has slaughtered the fatted calf because he received his son back safe and sound.' Then the older son was furious and didn't want to enter in, but his father came out and begged him. He answered his father, 'Look, I've served you all these years, and I've never disobeyed your instruction. Yet you've never given me as much as a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours returned, after gobbling up your estate on prostitutes, he slaughtered the fatted calf for him.' Then his father said, 'Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'"
one on the radio talks about revolution when it's already passed her by. Bob Dylan didn't have this to sing about, you know it feels good to be alive. I was alive and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now, there is no other place I'd rather be. Right here, right now, watching the world wake up from history. I saw the decade in when it seemed the world could change in the blink of an eye. And if anything, then there's your sign. All the times I was alive and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now, there is no other place I'd rather be. Right here, right now, watching the world wake up. Everything you've got, you keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin, the party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. Set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try, but that was just a dream. Try, cry, why try? That was just a dream. Just a dream. Just a dream. Dream.
St. Paul the persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light and then his life began. I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Augustine knew temptation. He loved women, wine, and song. And all the special pleasures of doing something wrong. I said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, never make a scene of me.
things worth fighting for. Suffocating. Does the pain weigh out the pride? And you look for a place to hide. Did someone break your heart inside? You're in ruins. 121 guns. Lay down your arms, give up the fight. 121 guns, throw up your arms into the sky, you and I. When you're at the end of the road and lost all sense of control, and your thoughts have taken their toll. When your mind breaks the spirit of your soul, your faith walks on broken glass, and the hangover doesn't pass. Nothing's ever built to last, you're in ruins. 121 guns, lay down your arms, give up the fight. 121 guns, throw up your arms into the sky, you and I. When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we're given makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die. Live and let die. Become regrets. I've learned to love abuse. Show me what I'm looking for. Save me, I'm lost. Lord, I've been waiting for you. I'll pay any cost. Save me from being confused. Show me what
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers undercover of the street. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you. I've been looking for something, but I don't know what. I've been looking for someone, it seems I forgot. I feel lost. I'm lost in searching. I've been heading somewhere, but I've lost my way. I'm so tired of searching, I just fade away. I feel lost. I'm lost in searching. But it seems I'm not the only one who's searching. There's someone out there calling out my name. There's love in every face. There's love in every face. He's been searching for me. Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Getting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I take your invitation, you take all of me now. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Give me a word, give me a sign. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find. Will I find? Lay me on the ground, fly me in the sky. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find. Will I find? Whoa, heaven, let your light shine down. Whoa, heaven, let your light shine down. heaven, let your light shine down. Whoa, heaven, let your light shine down. Love is in the water, love is in the air. Show me where to look, tell me, will love be there? Love be there. Teach me how to speak, teach me how to share. Teach me where to go, tell me, will love be there? Love be there. Whoa, heaven, let your light shine down. 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 Don't want to wait until tomorrow. Why put it off another day? One by one, little problems that build up and stand in our way. One step ahead, one step behind it. Now you gotta run to get even. Make future plans, but dream about yesterday. Come on, turn, turn this thing around right now. Hey, it's your tomorrow. Right now, come on, it's everything. Right now, catch your magic moment. Do it right, right now. Means everything. You miss a beat, lose the rhythm, and nothing falls into place. Only missed by a fraction, slipped a little off your pace. The more things you get, the more you want. Just trade in one for the other. Working so hard to make it easy. Oh, got to turn. Turn this thing around right now. Hey, it's your tomorrow. Right now, come on. It's everything. Right now, catch your magic moment. Do it right. Right now. What are you waiting for?
Amen. We often conclude our message with an invitation to do something tangible for your spiritual life. And here's what I would invite you to do. If you found this way of hearing the word different, good. I believe that God speaks to us in ways that are unexpected. If you found that this pushed you a little bit out of your comfort zone, then as you're out of your comfort zone, consider how you might grow. But here's the very specific thing that I would invite you to do this week. Make a choice sometime this week to look for God's voice in an unexpected place. Maybe that's in a book where you wouldn't expect it. Maybe that's in music you wouldn't expect it. Maybe that's going to a place that you wouldn't expect. Do all those things safely, but make a choice. Make a choice to listen for God's voice in an unexpected place. Amen.